Hey guys, Antonio Wacquawelli here, and you are listening to the audio exclusive version of the MMR Talks Halloween Spooktacular 2 Revenge of the Ghost. But don't fret not, actually, because if you want to see our Halloween costumes and, you know, us, you know, gaggling about, then feel free to check out our YouTube channel where we will have the full, moderately live version of Revenge of the Ghost. See you there, and happy Halloween. Hello, and welcome back to your new favorite podcast, MMR Talks. I am your host, Antonio Wacquawelli, here today with my illustrious co-host, Dr. Shlomo Bo. Shlomo, how are you doing today?
That's right, baby. I'm doing good, man. I'm getting ready for surgery, as you know.
Heart surgery, looks like it.
Open heart.
Dang, that's got
I know. I'm going to put someone's arm back together. It's going to be a great day, all in all.
And we're joined today by one of our favorite friends and one of our favorite panelists, Mr. Jake Liberty. Jake, how you doing today?
Fantastic. Antonio, thank you for asking me.
Whoa. It's like I can barely recognize Mr. Jake Liberty. And everybody, welcome back to MMR Talks Halloween Spooktacular number two. This is our second Halloween special.
I know.
That's so freaking round exciting. Two. What?
Round two.
Round two.
Yes, sir.
Revenge of the Ghost. And obviously before we start, what's up? How's everybody been? And before we go into how we're looking today, Jake, how you doing since the last time we saw you?
Fantastic, man. Back after the Aliens episode, which was good.
I appreciate
you keeping
very
me
well.
for all the creepy episodes. Fits my vibe nice.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm here, man. Me and Buzz, Tim Allen, we're all together, the Holy Trinity today.
Speaking of Tim Allen, I recently found out he got bopped back in the day for
Kalamazoo.
So doing some sketchy stuff, man. sketchy stuff.
Yeah.
But so, shout out to Tim Allen.
He has an awesome headshot. That's Santa Claus, fam.
Oh, yeah.
If Santa Claus can do it, well, I'm not going to condone that.
Ooh, yeah, but we won't get into that.
You're on arrest for possession of hardcore drugs. Oh?
That's for the, we'll talk about that on the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
We'll see you there, winkety wink. I was going to say, so we do our favorite moment Fridays every Friday. You follow us on Mass Music Radio and also our MMR Talks page on Instagram where we do favorite moment Fridays. And the first one we did was actually from Rocky Horror, and I superimposed my face on Tim Curry's Sweet Transvestite Position. I was at a party last night, and my aunt came up. She goes, Tony, I love you, but don't be posting those pictures of you in stockings. And then I go, first off, I'm like, oh, God. Which ones? And then I'm all like, oh, then I knew exactly what she was talking about.
Real?
I knew, yeah, she thought it was real. I'm all like, no, auntie, no, that was, I photoshopped that. Do you remember Rocky Horror with Tim Curry? And I had to show her. I'm like, you know, there were a lot of tells. I showed my brother. He's like, your head's like really big. I'm like, the head had to be big because, you know, Tim Curry had like that really frizzy out hair. The head had to be big. But you know what? Who don't love Rocky Horror?
Classic.
Who don't like big head?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my. And here we are again, Halloween. Mm-hmm. All Hallows Eve. And what was I going to say? Looks like we got some very interesting costumes because, Shlomo, we were on last year. Mm-hmm. What were you last year?
Let's see. Last year, I was Al Pacino. But not him. I was a character from one of his movies.
What movie was it?
What the hell movie was that? Remind me. Jog my memory.
Jack and Jill.
Carlito's Way. Sorry.
Jack and Jill.
Well, originally,
that'd be something. That'd be something.
Originally, I wanted to be Adam Sandler from Uncut Gems. And
Jack and Jill.
When I put the costume on, I looked nothing like him. So I'm like, all right, this is not going to fly. So I ended up being Carlito's Way. But this year, I went out. I actually went to three different places to try to find scrubs. And I found them, as you can see.
Yeah, right in the studio.
Customized them, you know what I'm saying? Oh. And, dude, I might wear these pants more often. They're very comfortable.
Those nurses got to be comfortable.
Oh,
They just can't catch a break.
I like it, man. So, yes, Dr. Bo is in session. And if you need your heartbeat read, you know what I'm saying? Still alive, so that's good.
Now, last year, I was the... Okay. Now, last year I was a French yellow vest protester. I had a military safety vest and I had a beret that I still use. That whole costume cost me a pretty penny.
You actually spoke French quite beautifully.
I did. You know, I French was one of the languages that I wanted to speak, like back in when they were teaching all the kids other languages, but our middle school cut French, so everyone just had to learn Spanish. So those conservative parents were very upset, I could imagine. But now I am a nun. Why am I a nun? Because I asked my Instagram followers what I should be, and this is what they, you know, finalized the choices
down. They came up with a nun.
They picked, it was nun, I think it was nun, then Margaret Thatcher, then the Phantom of the Opera, and then the dead bottom was Voldemort. I was going to wear a skull cap. You know, skull
I
cap,
voted
you know,
for Voldemort. Bald I wanted cap. To see it.
I would love to see it.
I was going
to
be all white. And I got Voldemort's wand from the Wizarding World. And I was just going to be going around going, Harry Potter, the boy
oh, yeah.
lived. Come to die.
You got to be Voldemort. You have to be Voldemort.
Next year, we'll plan it out.
So mark your calendars, everybody. 2022, he who shall not be named comes to Mass Music Radio. But I did this, and I'm all like, what, just like a plain nun? I go, well, it could be the nun from the Conjuring universe. I could be a regular Catholic nun.
True.
I could be a nun from the play. What the hell's that play? It's about an alleged...
Sister Act.
No, it's not Sister Act. I love Sister Act. Sister Act is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, if we could put that out into space for the aliens, like, that would definitely be it. But, what the hell was that other play? It was another play that turned into a movie with Meryl Streep and Amy Adams. They were nuns, and they think that the priest, Philip Seymour Hoffman, was molesting one of the kids, and they're all trying to figure that out.
Oh, dude.
I had to read the play for class, didn't finish it. But, yeah.
Kind of sketchy. That's okay.
Old nun. Well, you know what? He died, so you don't got to worry about it.
True.
Sheesh. Spoiler alert.
And I wasn't going to say. Philip Seymour Hoffman, he actually died.
Oh, wow.
So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That's a tough one. Anywho, I love Halloween, man. It's one of my favorite holidays. First of all, the premise. You get candy. You go to other people's houses. You get free candy. Anything free, it's for me.
That's what my mom says. Especially when they come showing up like Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Jake type of dude is
the scariest Halloween
costume
to show up like Jake.
Oh, goodness. You're the type of dude to steal the entire bowl off the porch.
Yeah. Well, and they're like, you know, take what you deserve or like take what you want. I'm
take
like, well,
what
I,
you deserve.
I want
I've never
it
seen
all.
That one.
Oh, I've yeah, never seen that.
It's like, take, you know, like if you showed commitment, like get some candy, you know, treat yourself. Like,
treat
and
yourself.
I commit. I'm a big Halloween guy. I commit. So I think
you
I deserve
like
those
Halloween
extra
guy.
Few pieces of candy. Yeah. I mean, any time to dress up dumb and just like look funny, like that's where I. That's what
just
I'm all
crush
about.
It, yeah.
Party themes, like how are you not gonna go along with it? Are you gonna be the guy who doesn't, you know?
Jake, so, I know this is a question. This is a question from last year's special, but it applies because you weren't on it and we hadn't met yet. But what, Jake? What gets enough. You? What gets you in the Halloween spirit?
Ooh, that's a nice question.
What gets you in the Halloween spirit?
He likes pumpkin patches.
I like the pumpkin, but my first thought was like picking out a good pumpkin. And then always saying that I'm going to carve it and then never carving it.
It just rots on the front.
Yeah, it's just like, I always joke around that my favorite family memory is us carving pumpkins. Because like last year, I was like, we're going to buy these pumpkins and we're not going to carve them. And everybody's like, we're going to carve them. Like, I promise you. And we never carved them.
You have to carve them right when you get them.
I'd rather paint them than carve
them. Yeah, absolutely. Carving it, it's I don't have that skill with a knife. I'm just more of a smasher.
Yeah,
like it's weird because like I tried a pumpkin carve. I wanted to do that this year, and I'm still kind of haven't really decided yet, even though it's supposed to be Halloween. But no, apparently you have to you do the cut, and then you got to cut the skin a little bit so the underskin exposes itself. So you kind of have like a whole dimensional thing going on. But if you're gonna get a pumpkin, you have to make a whole day out of it.
Yeah,
even if you're painting them, you got to make a whole day out of it. Would you guys when was the last? I can't remember the last time I successfully carved a physical, actual, living pumpkin. But do you put like the actual little tea candles in there, or do you do like the glow up ones?
We just paint them. I'd say more so. So yeah, I don't know. I haven't done it in years. Maybe since
years.
Like elementary school.
Oh, that was really years.
But I'd say to more get in the Halloween spirit, like the Boo to You parade on repeat, the Mickey's Halloween
not so scary Halloween
yeah,
party.
Not so scary Halloween party on repeat all the time.
Really?
I blast that. No,
you,
I don't.
Were you there?
But it's fire, I will say.
Were you there when the Sanderson sisters made their first return to the Walt Disney parks?
I might have been, but I don't know. There was a lot going on. That party was sick. The Boo to You, people sleep on that. You should check it out. The song is Boo to You. The party is...
Not So Scary Halloween
Not So
party.
Scary Halloween Party, yeah.
Oh, those Disney people are going to drag you.
I know. Yeah, they're going to be like, this careful, kid fucking work. I'm sitting in the Buzz costume, too. Big Disney's guy. But yeah, no, there's plenty of ways to get involved. Movies, little, late night walks, creep yourself out.
I don't know about late night
walks. What about raking? Dude, I feel like raking is always synonymous.
Raked last night, yeah.
Yeah, it's synonymous with like Thanksgiving, nothing, Halloween for me.
What's news to me? Like, all I know is I know that I'm sure we'll come up to that recently, but I know raking's an utter nuisance because, you know, just break up the leaves and let the grass eat them. It's good
honestly,
for them.
Honestly, I kind of like raking. It's like a very easy task. Not easy, but it's like a chill task. Do not rake after it rains. That sucks. But, you know, nice crunchy leaves. It's pretty easy, you know, gets things going.
It's good for colors.
It's good for compost.
I don't think many things put me in the mood for Halloween, though. Is it a big mood? I guess it's more like the day of.
Yeah. Really? It's not like right when it turns October? Like Halloween!
It's more... No, that's not it for me. It's more like the fall. I love the fall. So I'm kind of into the whole fall vibe, raking, you know, all that stuff. To get pumped for Halloween, like, I just look forward... I'm just thinking, like, what am I going to be wearing this year? Like, what's the costume that we're going to hit?
And speaking of which, obviously, I think we're killing it this year with Halloween costumes. So I want to ask everybody, what is your best Halloween costume that you have ever worn? Just opinion. Like, you know, some people can compliment you on it. You know, the best one that you have ever worn.
Let's see. I've been I've been Barney before. That was pretty lit.
I think I remember hearing
the dinosaur. Like, I was like a few years in a row, I was Barney.
How'd you do that? Were you like,
I legitimately had a costume. I was Barney. It was awesome.
Oh, you were like a little Barney.
Yes, I was a little kid.
Little Barney Bow.
I'll put a picture up on the
little Barney Bow.
But
yeah, we're gonna need to see these pictures.
Honestly, this might be my best outfit ever. At least in the last like 10 years, this is probably the best it's gonna get.
It looks very good.
I look like I'm about. I just need to get gloves and I'm walking into surgery and maybe a clipboard. You know,
write clipboard
down.
Yeah.
Any pre-existing conditions? You know.
What about a white coat? Or no, that's.
I have one, but you know that's if I'm gonna be a doctor. I'm more of a surgeon right now.
He's but you're busy. Still Dr. Bo.
Still Dr. Bo, yes.
Surgeon Bo, heard.
Surgeon, yes.
Christine, get this man prepped. You almost killed him. Okay, Steven. Dr. Strange.
Anywho, yes. I think I will say this is probably the first year in about a good 6-7 years that I've actually been prepared for Halloween. Like usually it's the last second I throw something together. I was a chef, was it last year or 2 years ago?
When last year you were Carlito's way.
All I did was I pulled out my chef costume. Not even costume, my uniform for when I was in culinary in high school. It just had my name and I had a chef hat. And I was a chef.
Hey.
But it was like literally I did no preparation. I went into my attic and found my old uniform. Like, this works. Threw it on. Boom. Big hit.
Jake, what was your best Halloween costume you've ever worn?
First one that came to mind was Obi-Wan Kenobi circa Phantom Menace.
Ooh.
I wore it every year from like 2000. I mean, when the movie came out in 2001?
99.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. So we'll say from 1999 to like 2005, I was just the same Obi-Wan Kenobi with the rat tail and the saber.
Can we hear some Obi-Wan lines?
No. Okay. Hello there.
Oh, it's two movies later. Yeah. The negotiations were short.
But I remember just running around, like, the rat tail, like, completed it. If I wasn't in that, then I was just any bum Jedi, you know? Oh. The rat tail, yeah, you were Obi-Wan Kenobi, man. Like, you were the king. And I was the king. I also did Darth Maul 1 year, which was pretty fun. Man, but I like the Obi-Wan better.
That must have screwed up your psyche. Did you paint your face or did you wear a mask?
I painted the face. My mom... As a kid, I think I went like super hard, and my mom really liked doing it. Like when I did Frankenstein 1 year, and I went the full green. But then as I got older, it was just kind of like, how dumb can I look? I did one of the blow up costumes where it was just like looking like I was a cowboy riding like a llama or something like that. It was just like, you know, like that. I've had a lot of good ones. Phil and Lil, me and my sister did. I thought we nailed that. We're both twins, so that was an awesome costume. We had like the blue. We did the little duck in the shirt. I did my hair like that, even though I didn't bald.
Were you guys eating like crushed up brownies and like gummy worms like all night?
That's what you should have done. We were eating just booze all night.
All right.
So. Cool, just cool. Eating it up. And that was actually, I think the Sox won the World Series. Ooh. Or they won the championship that year.
Hmm. And what year was that? 2000 and?
Recently. Yeah, 2018. It was 18.
And then I think those 20 years.
I think my favorite costume though in the last decade was this past year, like my mom's birthday is the end of October, so we threw her a surprise Game of Thrones themed party because we just watched it and she loved it.
Loved it.
Everybody was just something dumb, and I was Princess Shireen.
Ooh.
For those who know Game of Thrones, like
I haven't. Just tell them.
She's the little girl with the grayscale on the face.
That's what I was thinking.
We were just joking. Like, throughout the show, it was just like, who are you going to be? And I was like, I'm going to be Princess Shireen as a joke. And, like, I ended up being, like, I got a dress. I've had my hair up.
All out?
Yeah, and the face painted. My sister did it. It was so funny. But, like, my cousin was Drogon. He just got an inflatable dragon costume. My buddy Connor, we had him sit in my Nana's wheelchair. He was Bran. My mom is Jon Snow was far and away the best. We got her the wig and a cape. It was just, yeah, that was like a great Halloween party. That felt like the first one I'd been to in a long time since college.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, if Natalie Dormer, if you're listening and you want to go out with me, I'd totally be down for it.
You heard it here.
Marjorie Tyrell.
Last year, surprisingly, first time I wore a mask for my Halloween. I was actually a gorilla. I found a gorilla suit in my attic. And I didn't tell anyone. I just like, we had a look at a little COVID. So very small, intimate thing. It was like maybe 6-7 people there.
I wasn't there. So that's how intimate it was.
And I just pulled up in the gorilla suit. And I was only wearing the mask for maybe like 20 minutes. Mind you, Scooby went nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was beating my chest. Ooh, like messing with him. I had the gloves too, like gorilla hands.
Little pup Scoob?
Slapping him around. Yeah. And he was terrified. But it was pretty funny. But yeah, after about 15 minutes in the mask, I was like, this is tough. And I was sweating because it's like a heavy
ass.
It's heavy. Yeah. It's all black. It attracts the light and it's got rubber in there. Oh my God. Yeah.
So this year, cool, calm, collect, nice surgeon, you know?
Very good. Very good.
I've always liked the costumes that, not like the full on mask and gorilla. It's just too heavy for like, I feel like not enough. You didn't put in any effort. You just put in, you're just sweating now and. It's funny, but I like when people commit to the costume.
I can't do face paint, dude. I would mess it up and all that. Another thing, too, is like I like to, if you're going to be an occupation, like a firefighter, I try to pick something that there's no chance. Like I'm never going to be a surgeon.
Yeah.
Well, never know, but the likelihood of me becoming a surgeon, not going to happen unless I get to do it on MMR Talks.
Well, in that branch timeline, there's Surgeon Shlomo who really wants to be a podcast host. So, you're living somebody else's dream.
That's true.
I'm trying to think. I think I have a lot of fun Halloween costumes. I actually really do like this.
I love the nun. I was going to say, this. It's hilarious.
My brother was giving me so much shit because he was a nun a couple of years ago when I was Dear Evan Hansen, which apparently sucked the movie. Yeah. But he was the scary nun, the nun from The Conjuring. So he painted his face. And now I'm this. I think another one I really liked. When I was a freshman in college, I was a Pac-Man. I was a sandwich board Pac-Man. Awesome. I had two things, and I tried to make a circle. The pictures are out there somewhere, and I did the mouth. And originally, I was going to be Sexy Miss Pac-Man, where I would just put the bow and the lipstick.
Sexy Mrs. Pac-Man.
And then have the mole dot, and then have like the fishnets and the heels walk around like, ooh, it's me, Miss Pac-Man. It's freshman year in college. Everybody's doing crazy stuff like that. Another one that I loved when I was...
I was doing crazy things like Sexy Mrs. Pac-Man, though I wish I was. Yeah.
You never done any, like, couples costumes?
Oh, yeah, couples costumes I've done.
Not me.
But Sexy Mrs. Pac-Man is the first one that...
Well, what you're doing next year.
Yeah.
It was a sandwich
board. Call dibs on it.
It was a sandwich board. It was awesome. All I had to do was wear black underneath. And let's see. What the hell was I going to say? Oh, well, when I was in... I'll save that one. When I was in... No, because it's going to come up again. When I was a kid, I think maybe it was like 7 or 8, I was, this is true, I was Yu-Gi-Oh! For Halloween. It was
franchise?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. I had the blue, his school uniform, and it had the tails that stuck out, and I had like the silicone, the wig, and I had the wig and the Millennium Puzzle. That always really just like, and I had like, there were no dual discs yet, but that always really made me.
You stay strapped with your cards, though? Did you duel anyone that day?
You have to, dude.
I did not.
I wouldn't think anybody would step up to you, though. If some kid dresses Yugi, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to duel you right now.
Oh, they wouldn't because, no one knew how to play back then. So I kicked their asses. Oh, this card says that I win. I gotcha. All right. That seems fair. I'm trying to remember any other fun costumes that I wore, but I want to ask you guys the inverse question. Are there any most cringe costumes you ever worn? You look back and you just go, Jesus Christ. What? So when I was in high school, when I was in student council, we did a like safe indoor trick-or-treating, and we sent the flyers all out to the elementary schools. And for my costume this year, for that year, I decided to be, and this is true, and I could get canceled for it, I decided to be a homeless person.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. That's funny, because I also was a hobo. Like, that homeless person and hobo, I think, are two different things, right?
Well, I think hobo is an out-of-date, archaic term. The new official term is houseless person for us progressives, but I was a homeless person. I wore 5 winter coats, a bright orange hat, like a right. ski hat, and I was wore like really purposefully dirty clothes, and I was walking around with plastic bags, like, hey, it's a candy. And I can't believe Mrs. Ellis let me get away with it, but I was passing out candy to all the kids who come over, and then people saw my costume when school was getting out. They go like, yo, Antonio, you look like you just walked out of Father Bill's.
That's awful. Father Bill's homeless shelter.
Yeah. Tough. I'm sorry. That's pretty cringe.
I don't think that's too bad. I also was going to say, when you say any cringeworthy, I was a hobo once as well. But the difference was, I wasn't like a, you know, like a dude begging for change type homeless. I was more like stick with the red knapsack, like, you know, yeah. Had like a little paperboy hat on, ripped clothes. And was just hitting the road, like jumping on trains, that kind of hobo.
Yeah, that's the romanticized homeless person.
Yeah, it's like almost like a cartoon kind of hobo. Yeah.
I was the real thing. Like when I literally wore that when I was passing out candy to the kids, and I'm like, hey, do you want to give me anything?
Hey, Newport, what? That's tough.
Jake, do you have any cringe costumes that you look back at with up?
Not that I can remember. Like, I don't remember doing one that I was like, oh, I should never have done that. There was, I think freshman year, I was a convict and then a soldier the next day. And like both of those, it's like, what the fuck was I doing? Like, freshman year, just kind of like looking tough. Like I was in like the beater and then like had like these camouflage pants. College.
Okay.
Freshman year of high school, I would love to know what I went as. I was Captain America a few times through high school, which was really good. Mm. But I think overall, I like dressing up. So most of my costumes, I've never been roped into something that I didn't really want to do. Yeah. Even couples costumes that I've done has been fun. Really nailed Hercules and Meg.
Ooh.
1 year. But
nice. Look at that.
Yeah.
We all know how Meg is, and you were an excellent Meg.
Yeah. I was a sassy Meg too.
I remember also this one time. It's not really cringe. It was cringe to me when I was like in the middle of my life, you know, when I'm like developing to an angsty teenager. So I don't know if you guys know, but I love The Wizard of Oz. Like, you know, the movie, the, you know, classic, MGM classic.
Right.
And I know 1 year I did go as the Wicked Witch of the West, and, you know.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That's a pretty
good
one.
My parents let me do, you know, this, and I had the hat, and my mom painted my face green, and, you know, I had a good time. But, you know, when I got older, I look back and, like, disgust, like, oh, I can't believe I did that. That's horrible. I can't believe I would ever do that. And then I look back, and I'm angrier at that kid in the middle, being like, hey, shut up. Let the kid have fun. You know, it was a fun time, you know, and I ended up seeing Wicked, you know, several times, and you know what? Good times.
That comes to Boston next summer. We saw that advertised on the Vineyard.
Ooh.
That's right. Wicked's
going. We should go see it.
I've seen Wicked. So, Shlomo, I think you'd love Wicked.
I'm down to go. I've never been. Well, actually, I went to the theater when I was in New York once.
What'd you see?
Saw Stomp.
Oh, I'm seeing. Oh,
Stomp the Yard?
I saw Stomp.
No. Stomp is like a, it's kind of like a Blue Man group. They would take like a trash can and sweeping with the thing, sweep.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like kind of like trashing the camp.
Yeah,
it's literally.
It was weird, bro. But it was cool. It was cool.
I love Broadway, as you can tell.
Are there any like kind of on the Halloween note? Are there any like horror Broadway shows? Could you do that?
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the
Opra.
It's
a little scary. I remember one time they brought.
Good work.
Yeah. Let's see. Man. They did Jekyll and Hyde on stage. I think.
I would like to see that.
They did Carrie on stage. I don't remember if there was a play or a musical, but I remember they did recently. Stephen King did Misery on stage with like Laurie Metcalf and someone else in Misery. I'd love to see Misery. That's so scary because, you know, we're moderately public people, and what if they do that to us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never know.
Do you guys, because we're actually just talking about the critiques of costumes, what is the most basic Halloween costume you've seen? Like, every time you see it, you're just like, oh, come on, guys, you know. Like, for me, it's like, it's two things for me. Jay kind of brought this up a little bit. It's about effort. If I see someone who's wearing a Halloween costume that requires, like, very little effort, it kind of pisses me off. It doesn't really piss me off. It just makes me like, really? Like, with this. This actually took very little effort. These are two t-shirts, and I've had this for, how old am I? I've had this thing for 10 years, and it's just been in my closet that I always use for Palpatine two other times, just other stuff.
I'd love to see you as Palpatine.
It was not that good. I looked like Ursula the second time I did it. Way too purple. Way too purple.
Gotcha.
Couldn't paint. But this, you could tell there's a little bit of effort into
right.
this. A little bit of effort. Paper towels and a, you know, and a black towel. I don't know. We'll see. But I think it's a thing of effort that really is like important. Like, even if I see like a pretty young lady going like, you know, dressing all scantily, I'm like, oh, I'm a hot schoolgirl. I'm like, you just look like a regular person. I'm sorry, because that's how we dress nowadays.
I will say, I think the laziest one is the Jake from State Farm. It's like a red shirt and just write name tag Jake. Lazy, 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 lazy.
He has soiled. I want to go on record out loud and say that I have beef with Jake from State Farm, because every day of my life I have to deal with the, oh, Jake from State Farm when I introduce myself.
People say that.
I'll never forgive him.
I've probably
but
done
I feel
to
like
once.
Mike's can Sorry. Relate to it, like from the camel, Mike, guess what day it is. So like, yeah, I got beef with Jake from State Farm. So any Jake from State Farm that I see, it's on site.
Oh, wow.
Well, better what? Than all the Jareds out there who are related to
That's
the Subway
true.
Guy. Because, yeah, you know, he everyone was being hit for Halloween.
Uh-oh.
You just wear those clothes and you carry on big pants. Oh, I'm Jared.
Want to see a Where's foot long?
Kids?
Yeah.
I agree with you, Antonio, though. It's the effort. Like, there can be 100 sexy cats at a party.
Yeah.
But, like,
can we get a sexy Grizzabella?
As long as you try. Okay. Like, as long as you went with the theme. It's like the people who like just wear like one t-shirt or something like that, like something so casual that you're like, what, why'd you even do it, you know?
Right.
Shit or get off the pot at that point.
Something that kind of also really gets me going, and it's kind of hard and it's a little unfair, there's always like a thing that everyone's going to be like on Halloween. Everyone's going to be Gangnam Style when it came out. Everyone's going to be Harley Quinn when it came out. Everyone's going to be Deadpool. Everyone's going to be The Mandalorian. And it kind of like ruins it when I see like 30 Harley Quinns, 30 Mandalorians, just 30 all that. Because I know you really want to be it. You really want to be it. But sometimes like someone's going to do it like way better than you. And then right. that kind of like it ruins your experience. That kind of like.
The Joker was like that, dude. I saw so many
Which
Jokers.
One?
Like,
oh, all of them,
when
yeah.
Heath Ledger.
Oh.
Came out, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
No. No.
Is that not his line?
Heath Ledger, dude.
Oh, yeah. Except for Creed. Creed's was okay.
That was funny.
I'm looking up face. The most popular Halloween costumes.
For this year?
Just in general, it says that the witch. Around 4.6 million adults plan to be a witch for
I
Halloween.
I told my mom to be a witch
I
this
was
year.
A witch, and then she got mad at you,
Classic.
Right?
Classic.
But you can go so many routes with it. So that's like, that's a cool one, you know? I think, like, and people who pull off the witch, pull off the witch.
I'd love to pull off a witch.
True. Nice. She's a little grin at the camera.
I was going to say, but do you guys think that there are any Halloween costumes? This is kind of hard for me to really think about. Are there any, like, off-limits Halloween costumes that are just like, no, none of that?
Well,
all right. Go home and change.
Personally, no. It's a costume. You're dressing up like it's not a serious thing, you know. But these days with cultural appropriation, you're not allowed to wear like sombreros. Obviously blackface, that's which yeah,
Can't
no,
do
that's
it.
That's that yeah. Blackface, you should not be doing that type of stuff.
You wouldn't catch me doing it.
And
greenface though.
Yeah, but like certain
sorry.
Stuff off limits.
Probably stay away from like the Nazis.
I was gonna say if you dressed up as Hitler, like
you're looking to get yelled at.
Yeah.
Like that's probably a pretty unacceptable.
If you get jumped, it's like it's kind of on you.
Yeah.
My at UMass sophomore year, my buddy want to say his name. My buddy, I hope he listens to this. I'll make
Paul,
sure he does.
Your buddy Paul.
My buddy dressed as Fidel Castro, and I was Captain America. We were like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We made it. We took a cool picture of me like punching him. We made it 5 minutes into this party, and this girl lost her mind.
Really?
My family's from Cuba, and they have to deal with his rain, all that shit.
My buddy's just like,
you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't think of it like that. Just not getting, like, we had to leave after literally 10 minutes because she just wouldn't let up.
Oh, boo.
We walked away. Like, he kind of took off the, I don't know.
What the hell was she dressed as?
So I guess, like, you know, it's kind of, it's all about sides, you know, like, because someone could see, like, if you did just, like, a Nazi or Hitler, someone could be like, oh, that's not so bad. It's Halloween. But then, like, obviously, you're going to get people who are going to be like,
yeah, it's not funny.
Hey, that's not super cool.
Well, I would have given the pass on Fidel Castro because I love, you know, the Call of Duty zombies. He was there in the Pentagon.
He was.
Play it. A lot of fun.
Such a good game.
Oh, like,
that
love
was
it.
So trippy.
I think a thing with, I think it is a matter of taste.
Yeah.
Like, it really, like, sometimes I really do think anything, I come from the camp of anything can be funny. And for Halloween, you really can be anything because you're not supposed to be yourself. But I really think it's a matter of, like, taste. Like, what if, you know, we're at a Halloween party and then someone shows up, like, hey, I'm doing roof. Ooh, no, thank you. The guy that shot up the black church in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Why would anybody dress up? I know a lot of people dress up as Donald Trump. A lot of people.
I was just thinking, I mean, like you were saying, cultural appropriation. These days, a lot of stuff, it's getting smaller and smaller what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, I feel like, is right along that outer circle. Like, there's probably, like, you could come to, like, the party here, you know, at Mass Music Radio and be Trump. And we'd be like, oh, that's funny.
But then
know?
They'd expect you have to do an impression. You can't just be like,
you'd be like, hey, I'm Trump.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
But you're gonna, I feel like there would be on at a general party someone who came out and was like, I hate your costume. I think that's so dumb.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely offended.
Okay.
So
your audience?
Yeah,
again?
I wouldn't care there. I mean, he hasn't done what, you know, Stalin, Hitler, and Castro have done. So, like, I guess that's.
Yeah.
Maybe just, like, don't be a mass murderer and, like, everything else is kind
of
fair game.
I know. Or don't be a victim of a mass murderer. Don't be, like, you know, like, ooh, what are you supposed to be? Oh, I survived the Las Vegas massacre. Oh,
do
no,
people do
you.
That?
No, I hope not. This is a crazy country we live in. People do anything for clout. They'll dress up as nuns and stuff.
I saw something. It was like one year I had like an idea. I was like, yo, I wanted to be David Ortiz. And I knew this, like, I was like, yo, because he had just retired. And I had a jersey, and then he had gotten shot.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, do I, like, put, like, fake bullet holes? I'm like, you know, this is, like, I thought about it. I'm like, yo, this is definitely, mind you, he lived, he survived.
He's fine, he's fine.
So I'm like, it's not so bad, but I'm also like, yeah, it's kind of just in bad taste. If here's the thing, here's the rule of thumb. If you have to think about it for a little bit, you probably shouldn't do it.
That's how we should live by life, actually.
Yes. So I decided against it.
And to end that, I remember there's a really funny thing from South Park where Satan was having a Halloween party and someone goes up to Satan, hey, Satan, this guy's dressed up as Steve Irwin. He's got that stingray going through his body. He's really bumming people out. Oh, I'll go talk to him. He goes, hey, buddy, you're not supposed to be here. But Satan, it's me, Steve Irwin. Oh, because he just died a couple months before.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Now that we're older, we're in our early 30s, I'm just kidding, but we're older now, what do you think is the biggest nuisance of Halloween? Biggest nuisances?
Oh, man. Let's
easy,
see.
Easy, easy, easy.
Biggest nuisance is probably finding a costume, you know, because inevitably, you're going to get invited to some sort of Halloween-type of function where it's costume-related.
Or to be on MMR Talks, Halloween
Spectacular. And, like, you got to find a costume. That's, for me, that's the biggest nuisance. Everything else is smooth sailing.
I'll tell you my biggest nuisance. I think you're right, though. It's a very smooth sailing holiday, like not much stress. The biggest nuisance, though, is that now we're in the strip of holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And before Halloween's even done, you're going to hear and see Christmas things, songs, you know, deals. And that's the biggest nuisance for me. It's like, just wait until after Thanksgiving. I'm one of those guys that hates Christmas early. Well, it's just like all the songs. Like, I don't need to hear it in October.
What?
Songs songs
are, like, they're good, but from October to January?
It is a bit too much.
For fuck's sake.
Because apparently winter doesn't even start till, like, late December. Like, December, like, 21st or 22nd. It's crazy. Freaking climate change.
That's my biggest nuisance is the early, it's getting earlier and earlier with Christmas stuff.
Speaking of climate change, I think one of the biggest nuisances for me personally, and something that I experienced as a kid, is when it's too cold for costumes. Like, you'd always go out, you'd have a cool costume.
That's a good point.
And then it's just too freaking cold. You gotta wear a coat over the costume. People don't get to see what you are, and your parents paid so much money. And like, what are you supposed to be? Because usually, you know, we can figure that out ourselves. But now when they wear the freaking, the coat, like,
That's the worst.
I think you're just a guy.
That's the worst when it's, what are you supposed to be? Yeah. Oh, that's the, you ever get that? It's
yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I've gotten it. I've gotten it.
I was Freddy one year, my buddy. It was like, it was, I'd say it's, it was a B plus, A minus Freddy costume.
Yeah.
Because obviously I don't look exactly like him. But nah. my buddy Connor was Scooby and my buddy Jake was Shaggy. So like, it was the three of us all night. And one guy comes up to me and goes, oh, are you Shaggy? And I go, no, he's Shaggy. And he goes, are you Scooby? And I go, no, Scooby's the dog, dude. And he goes, so who are you? And I was like, I'm Freddy. Who else would I be standing with
them?
You
never watched
it? Did you have the fedora and did you do anything with your face?
Fedora.
Fredo, oh, Fedora. I thought you were talking about Freddy Krueger. You mean Fred?
Yeah. Well, I call him Freddy, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, you must know him better than
yeah.
You.
Yeah, you know him.
First name basis, you know.
I'm like, sorry, yeah, I'm Fred to non-fan, to non-friends.
Gotcha.
But it was just like, it's like, what do you mean? How do you not know what I am? Have you ever seen Scooby-Doo?
So. Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, that is the worst. What are you supposed to be? You're like, I'm just going to go home. I'm supposed to be home right now.
On the inverse, you see someone dressed as something, you're like, that's the first thing you're like, what the hell are you supposed to be?
You don't know. We actually don't know what it is because there's like a borderline of this is not like good enough for me to identify it, or this is way too specific for me to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Like pun costumes, like Chick Magnet or something like that.
I can get that. Like, oh, you're electronic chicken.
Yeah, I don't love pun costumes. I like people being things, but like, because then people are like, I'm a, you know, punchline, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
I've never like actually really loved any of those, except Chick Magnet came to mind because that one stood out to me.
Although
I had magnets and ducks on them.
Yeah, I will say that if I see anyone as Jim Halpert's paper thing, I would get a little upset because he wore a white shirt and he had a black tie.
Oh yeah,
that kind of pisses me off because like, you know, effort. Come on, guys, be a nun. Have you guys ever been before we actually talk about trick or treating? Sometimes you don't get the treat. And you got a trick. Have you guys ever, and try not to, you know, get into illegal terms, but have you guys ever tricked or been the victim of a trick?
Yeah, dude. What's the night before called? There's a name for it. The night before Halloween.
Which
mischievous night? Something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll look it up.
It's
a good little boy.
There's a name for the night before Halloween. It's like, not mischievous night or something like something
mischief
like,
night.
Mischief night.
Also called devil's night, gate night, goosey night, moving night, cabbage night, mat night.
Not cabbage night.
Well, I knew it as mischief night. A few years in high school. I think it was like eighth grade and freshman year of high school. We went down to a certain part of Quincy and just brought like four cartons of eggs and just threw them at people and houses.
At people?
And, well, each other. Mainly each other.
I mean, it's a little better.
I was Jackie Moon that year from Semi-Pro.
Love me sexy.
So I had an actual like an Afro wig kind of thing. And got egg in that, like had to ditch it on the side of the road. It was not pretty, but it was a fun time. Just shaving cream, each, you know, throwing eggs.
I was gonna say, like, how have we not talked about middle school Halloween? Getting the eggs, getting the shaving cream, no costume, you just absolutely light each other up.
Hoodie and just go nuts, dude.
Yeah, I think those were the only years that I didn't dress up, when like I knew it was just like, I'm buying eggs and shaving.
You
want to
be a rebel.
You want to hear a terrible trick?
Yeah, you just
wanted
to run around. And
I love to hear your terrible tricks. So I haven't done any.
So my old house, it's weird to say it's my old house. We just moved.
Don't cry.
My old house, right? So the front stairs from the sidewalk, you had to walk up about 25 stairs to get to our front porch. So it's, you know, long cement staircase. And on the second floor above the porch was a bedroom, right? My sister's room. There was a window you could open up. It didn't have a screen. And my brother would go up there and he'd have a doll, like a pretty decent sized doll, right?
Ooh, and
he would tie like a rope around it. And then when people were starting to walk up the stairs, he'd throw it out the window and it would just start dangling and it would scare the bejesus out of people. Hilarious joke, but man, people got terrified.
Hopefully they didn't fall down the stairs.
No, we never had any issues. It was honestly hilarious. People were like, oh, you got me. And it's like, and my brother has this like girly, like hilarious high-pitched laugh. So just hearing him laugh was just like, I remember being a little kid just rolling. Oh, those are the good old days.
I could say I never really pulled any tricks. I actually was the victim of a trick. The first family home was the victim of a trick. My first Halloween and I moved to a different part of Quincy Point, our house got
egged.
Uh-oh. I thought you were going to say got teepeed.
No,
that's classic. Yeah, that's vintage.
Pain in the ass to clean. Might as well just burn it off. But I remember just like thinking two things. Like, one, they egged us because it was Halloween. Or two, they egged us because the flips moved in and we're valuing down the house.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, we ended up leaving anyway, so up yours. Up yours, buddy. Speaking of up yours, buddy, let's talk about trick-or-treating. Now,
great transition. Love it.
Smooth.
Almost as great as that one time. Do you remember when the 2010s?
Oh, goodness. Yes.
That will never see the light of day ever again. Not the show.
Trick-or-treating, man. Yeah. What a time, bro.
Miss it.
Remember being a little kid, and you know, you go out, and you just come back with an absolute haul.
That's exactly it.
I would not really carry those little plastic, you know, jack-o'-lantern ones straight to the pillowcase, baby.
Just you get like a long
pillowcase, yeah.
Pillowcase all day.
I remember when I was my favorite pail was I used to use the cauldron. I think it started when I was the Wicked Witch of the West, and it was the cauldron, and then I switched to another jack-o'-lantern because the handle was thicker. And then I switched to a free pail that I got from Dunkin' Donuts in the 90s where all the munchkins were little Halloween costumes. It was adorable. I don't know where it is. Very sad. And then after that, it was a zip tie bag for a candy.
Oh, wow.
Never went full pillowcase because those belong on the pillows.
Dude, pillowcases, you fit so much.
I mean, candy. Yeah, it's the most optimum thing.
It also gets heavy.
You're dragging that thing home, yeah.
So do you guys have any rules on trick-or-treating? Is there any rules that you would live by when you guys are trick-or-treating?
When I was, or when I, like, I've given out candy too, and it's like, if someone's not dressed up,
either way,
I give them a dirty look. Like, you want some candy, you got to put some effort in here, buddy.
One bad apple ruins the bunch. If someone shows up, if one of those kids shows up in a shit costume, everybody's just getting like one piece of candy. But if they're all to the nines, they're getting like handfuls. Just eat. Yep, good work. Love
it. How much candy will we get if we arrived at the Liberty residence?
You get a good, maybe a handful and a half. But I love also, like, while I'm giving out candy, I like to be dressed up too. I would do Captain America for a while and be like, remember, kids, brush your teeth too. Or, you know, Buzz Lightyear sometimes will do it, you know. Exactly. And they're like, yeah,
Captain America.
But no rules. It's lawless. Like, I'll take as much as I want. Like, get out of the way.
Well, what were the rules you had to follow when you were trick-or-treating when you were kids? Like, what time do y'all have to be back by?
wait,
one at a time, yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, be careful. I mean, mind you, I would always trick-or-treat in my own neighborhood, so I kind of knew the sketchy houses. Like, avoid those ones. You know, obviously never go inside the crib. Oh, you know, come on in. We got some candy in the back. It's
That never happened to me. It just reminded me of something, because, like, sometimes some people would have kind of like the Miranda outside with the screen door, and then they would sit inside there. We'd always go, does that count as inside the house?
Yep.
And we would, like, slowly go, and you'd see them. They're right there. I'm like, should we go? My dad's like, yeah, just go in. I'll wait out here.
I'd always take a mental note. Like, I knew a house on South Walnut Street that would give out the full bars.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as we saw, like, we had to go to my neighbor next door, the other side, you know, like, immediate neighbors, the homies. But after that, we make a beeline over to that crib.
Did you guys ever go to the same house more than once?
Oh, yeah.
The same night?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe. Not maybe.
If it was not a big haul, you know what I'm saying? You want to get some more candy.
Here's how, when we were kids, which we're not anymore, we would always do, we would leave, you know, around maybe like 6:30, 6:45, and we would do our immediate neighbors first, just so we know, and then near the end of the night, we'd come back.
Oh, wow. See what they got.
You know, what's left. That's what we'd do. I'm trying to remember what else. I remember because I wanted to ask if you have any other tips, because we gave tips last year. We would always do our immediate neighborhood, and then we just venture out as far as we could, but we'd always come back to drop off loads and then go back again. But do you guys have any other tips for the trick-or-treaters, those young kids who shouldn't be watching our show?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't happen as much anymore. When I was younger, I remember it happening. Granted, I knew who the neighbor was. But any home baked food or chocolate or brownies or whatever, be cautious. Be cautious. Like I said, I knew some of the neighbors who were giving it out, so it's like, it's not a big deal. But like I said, it doesn't happen as much anymore. You can go to CVS and get a bag of candy. So it's like, if you're giving out, like, you know, you bake some brownies, you're giving those out, like,
for the come children.
On, like, you're doing too much. Just go to the store, get a bag of candy, give it out.
Cheap deals, right?
But I don't make your own shit. Income, and I only have flour.
Oh my goodness.
See, I'm 90.
I remember the warnings that were like, be careful. They're putting, you know, marijuana gummies in the candy box. And it's like, no, they're fucking... Sorry, pardon my French.
That's
no, they're not. On. Like, they're absolutely not. No one who has edibles and is a stoner is going to be like,
give them
I'm going to give these to kids. Like, that's just not...
Yeah.
It's just not how it's going to go. I mean, I guess you could be warned from the people who aren't stoners who are creepy like that, but like...
I'm sure there's a few bad actors, a few out there who are just like, yeah, this will be funny.
But it's probably not in like around Boston.
Yeah, not here at least.
Pass the candy out. They're probably just going to eat it all beforehand and be like, true. Damn. Like,
hey, yeah, I'll go up to house. Hey, Antonio, you want a cookie? Like, yeah. Citizen candy. Throwback.
The leftover candy is the best part of Halloween, though. Like, that shit lasts. That can last till like Halloween. Or that can last a full year. No, that'll last to like Thanksgiving sometimes.
Yeah.
And just throughout the weeks, you know, you just grab a quick crunch bar or something.
I wanted to ask you guys when you would eat all your candy, because you'd eat all your candy, what would always be left over? You'd look in like the bag, he's like,
I got you.
Nothing here.
Milk duds.
Yeah, yep.
Who the hell wants milk duds?
Oh, yeah, milk duds.
Milk duds are one. You know what I would throw away immediately? I believe I said it last year. Those little
burgers.
No. The burgers are fire.
Fire.
The little it's like picture like a piece of like tissue paper, and they drop little like pieces of sugar on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like peel them off. You always
candied
get like
paper. Yeah.
You always eat the paper.
Disgusting. Those after a while just straight right to the trash immediately. Like first of all, if you're out there giving those out. Just don't even pass out candy. Just don't. Like they're terrible.
It's not candy. It's paper. Candy corn, I would rather, but I'd still throw that out.
Yeah.
Candy corn, shit.
See ya. Plus, yep. It's Lucy. Like, what are you going to throw in the bottom of your pillowcase? Come on.
Those, like, peanuts. You know the peanut candies that are, like, marshmallow?
Oh, gross.
Horrible.
Peanut, marshmallow. Oh, those are circus peanuts, right?
Yeah. I also don't like horrible. Peeps. Like, the little...
I hate Peeps.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You save that for the Easter special, but Peeps are horrible.
Well, there's no Halloween Peeps, so I can't really vouch for that. I'm
just on a side note. I went to a party a few weeks ago, and they had s'mores. So we get there, I throw on the marshmallow, I'm toasting it, right? And I'm like, it's pretty much, you know, it's nice and tan, right? Like, you know, it's right after a nice vacation, but it's nice and tan, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no graham crackers or chocolate, so I'm like. So I just ate the marshmallow. It was just like, this is not, like, it's missing the texture.
People do that.
It's not
people
a s'more. It's just a marshmallow.
No, it was not.
They were advertising vibe. S'mores? Like, come, yeah. We're going to have s'mores?
Yeah. If it's okay. Advertised as s'mores,
I was
that's
told
s'more.
There would be s'mores, and, you know, it was not a s'more. It was a marshmallow, which was not looking
for. Would you have gone if it was, we're toasting marshmallows?
No.
All right, big difference.
I love s'mores, dude. Come on.
Big difference. What would always be left over for me? Always the Galaxy Milky Ways. The dark chocolate being like silver and purple.
Oh, yeah.
Trash. Trash. And always, for me personally, it would always be the sour apple Jolly Ranchers. Because those are the ones that just, that's just too much for old Tony. Do you guys have any... Because we all had siblings.
Yeah.
We all still do, you know. We all still do. When you guys would you guys often trade with your siblings the candy that, you know, they would want? Do you guys have any, like, guides or how you would do it? Like, oh, give me a, like, someone's got a full ball, like a full Twix. Or I'll give you 5 miniature Snickers for the full Twix. Like, do you guys have any, like, codes of honors or that you would do when you would trade?
Well, I mean, with your sibling, you kind of knew what they like. Like, for example, my brother Brian loved Reese peanut butter cups. I like them, but I'd rather have a Milky Way or a Twix, little Twix bars. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of already know what they like.
One for one, right?
So, you know, you dump your bag out, you do your inventory. Like, all right, you put aside, like, this is, like, non-negotiables. I'm going to grab these. This is, like, wouldn't care if, you know what I'm saying, I got rid of them. And these are, like, yeah, we're getting rid of these. So you just barter. You trade. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I used to do it.
What about you, Jake?
Yeah, I think it's just like the classic part of if I remember correctly, I think we probably, I mean, me and my sister were always going to the same spots until middle school, and then we just went off on our own, and we weren't really comparing candy. We just put it.
That's when it gets sad.
Yeah, we would just put it in like a big bowl and kind of just pick at it. But I do remember.
Oh, you'd be a communist collective.
Yeah, communist collective, exactly.
Excellent.
I do remember, though, sometimes like after I went around my neighborhood, my buddy Dominic lived nearby a few streets over, so I'd go to his house, and after he went kind of nearby, like towards the end of the night, we'd empty out what we got and then kind of trade from there. And it's just like, you know, oh, you get these for that. And excuse me. Yeah, it was never too hostile, but But I feel like with an older sibling, I expected it to be a bit more aggressive with you and your brothers.
I mean, classic bros, just duking it out. You'd find your candy missing, you know, throughout the week.
always. The older brothers, we'd always be stealing. Sorry. I was going to say, oh, I forgot. You know what would always be left over? It would always be the, and I hate this, stop giving these out. What? It would be like the Halloween-themed bag of pretzels. You ever guys get those? It's literally just like a brown and or a brown, orange, black bag full of pretzels that you can buy from like Utz or like Wise. And they get those out and they'd suck.
I hate pretzels.
Don't give out pretzels on Halloween.
Yeah. How about fruit? How about those people who are giving like fruit out?
What, like the Welch gummies? That's fine.
Like an apple?
Stop it. Stop it.
Looking back on it, that's pretty thoughtful to give out a bag. Like if you go apple picking and you're like, yo, I got like 60 apples in my fridge right now. Like, yo, we're tossing them out to these trick-or-treaters. Here you go.
Fruit's expensive, guys. Even back in the 90s. Well, I don't know. I don't really remember. I don't remember how much fruit cost in the 90s. I was like 2. But what was I going to say? Something I saw that was really interesting is I was at McDonald's at the drive-thru and they were selling certificates. It was like 10 of them. And you're like, oh, you can send this in. You'll get a free ice cream cone. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But maybe the kids shouldn't be eating McDonald's. That's just me, though.
I don't know if they still do. I know Chipotle, if you go dressed up, they used to give out free burritos. I hope they still do it. That was fire.
Come on, Chipotle. They
did it. I know Moe's did it out in Amherst.
Mm-hmm.
Did that a few years. It's pretty, I hope it's still a common thing. Yeah. I wanted to share this story.
Please do.
Back in when I was working in Florida the first time in 2018,
yep.
There was a gym right nearby and they said like Halloween special, you know, or like Halloween special deal. But I thought it meant like they were having kind of a party there. And so I asked the guy working like, hey, is this a party? Like do I have to show up in a costume to get this deal? And he goes, no, it's just like if you sign up on this day. He was like, but if you show up here in a costume and work out, I'll give you 2 free months from the gym. And I was like, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So I threw on the Buzz Lightyear a chest day like none other. Like I was just, and there's an awesome picture of me just leaned up. And I say, sending these weights to infinity and beyond.
Oh,
it's all over my dating profile. But it's just this. It's just me just in the gym just sweating. And everybody like will like that one. And all the girls are like, so like, what the fuck is the backstory here? I'm like, just don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it is what it is. I just sent those weights.
Just a businessman. That's all it is.
Businessman doing business. My friend Catherine has a video of me like jogging. I'm like running. I had the wings at this point. I lost them sometime.
R.I.P.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
So what's the backstory behind it? Well, if you go out with pizza with me, I'll tell you the whole story. Aww.
Pizza Planet.
Yeah. Yes.
See, now you're thinking.
And I wasn't running.
Oh, no,
I was sprinting with style. Write that down.
Oh, boy. Do you guys have any Halloween traditions? I know this is the question from last year, but I forgot. So something that I always try to do, and it's something I forgot. I always try and play as much of Call of Duty Zombies as I can because that really always gets me in like the mood because like I played it recently and I suck. I suck. I used to be like, you know, really good. I used to be getting to like the high 40s and the 50s, but there was a stipulation. I was playing on the Wii.
Actually
had it on the Wii, but then like I started doing it. I love it. And I would always, I have to watch Hocus Pocus. The haters can eat it. I love Hocus Pocus.
They're making a new one.
Yeah, they're bringing most of them ladies back.
Stop making remakes or sequels. Give me something original.
Well, they don't want to hire us, so they're just stuck with the sequels.
The three of us would be amazing Sanderson sisters.
Oh, no, just writers in general, but yeah.
yeah, that's what I meant.
We have stories. That's totally what it was meant. But I love Hocus Pocus. That always gets me in the... Is that a ghost?
Uh-oh, there's a ghost in the studio.
It's Andy.
Halloween traditions. What Halloween traditions, Jake?
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Ooh.
Cannot get through the fall/Halloween season without watching that. Mm. And the other, it is the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
There's another Charlie Brown one. There's a whole bunch for the holidays.
There's a Thanksgiving one.
Yep.
And the Christmas one.
Yeah, but it's Halloween.
Yeah, true. We're getting ahead of ourselves. I'll save that for the Christmas episode. I was Snoopy in the 5th grade performance of it. We did a play. That was it. But yeah.
That's my Snoopy.
If I watch The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, I'm like, Halloween's here and we're ready to fucking go.
Love Halloween.
Cut off the swearing.
I know, this guy's
got sailor. I should have been a pirate.
Shlomo, do you have any Halloween traditions?
Yeah, I drink a lot of cider, spiked cider, just get hammered. I'm just kidding. Let's see. I don't know, man. I eat a lot of candy. I usually every year find myself at some sort of function, whether it be here in the studio. We've done a few Halloween parties here.
And some specials.
We've done some specials. Yeah. Like I said, until this year, haven't really taken it seriously, but I think I'm in the mood this year, you know? It started in September, honestly, where it was like, started to get cold a little bit. And everyone's God. You know.
It got cold so quick.
People were bummed out, like, oh, the summer's over. Honestly, I think I had a very thorough summer. Like, it was one of those summers where it's like, yeah, man, like, we had a full summer. Last year was kind of trash. Like, you know, there's only so much you could do with COVID. But this year, man, I traveled. I went on vacation.
We hit the vineyard.
Like, at the end of the day, I was like, yo, I'm ready for the fall.
Yeah. I feel that. I agree. It was a full summer compared to last summer.
Yeah.
It was fully booked, and now we're in the fall. Fall's my favorite season.
I'm embracing it, bro. I'm ready.
It's gonna be a good October. It's gonna be a good Halloween.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna say, well, Halloween is upon us. Yes. And speaking of upon us, do you guys have any, you know, before we move on to our next topic, favorite Halloween memories that really just stick with you? I've had a few. I remember this one time. This one year I was in eighth grade.
Yep.
And for Halloween, this is true, I went as, and my parents allowed this, as a pimp.
Ooh.
Some backstory. When I was 14 years old, I didn't know that a pimp was a job. I thought a pimp was really like a fashion statement, like in the 70s, like the zoot suits in the 50s. Like, you know, would just wear the big hats and the colorful suits and the
big chain.
Canes and the big, and then just walk around like this.
I thought it was a lifestyle.
I mean, it is.
It is a lifestyle. Yeah,
it is. I didn't know that that's how they, you know, what they did to make their money. And one time my aunt was taking us out, and this old lady, she was giving out candy, and she saw my younger sibling. She goes, oh, you're this and you're this. And she looks at me. She goes, I'm dressed up as like a little pimp. And my parents like didn't chastise me
you
at all.
Like they, my ex-husband.
They completely enabled it. They allowed me to do it. And like, you're a wizard. And as I was about to go, actually, I'm a pimp. During the actually, my aunt goes, yes, he's a wizard. I'm like, there ain't no wizards that dress like this.
Wow.
And I remember this other time.
There are no wizards that dress like this.
That I'm aware of.
That's a classic one. I'd say I do have a memory. I believe I told it on the last year's episode where.
Well, tell Jake. Maybe he doesn't remember.
Freshman year at UMass. I'm with Seamus Hill. Shout out to Seamus. We're in the kitchen of a party on Butterfield Mansion, right? My buddies are throwing down. And I run into this kid dressed as the Wolverine. I'm talking, you know, like blades on his hands. Hair spike, glasses, and everything, right? We're partying. Later on in the night, we end up in the kitchen. Now, this kid did not live there. Mind you, I knew the kids who lived there. But he took it upon himself to go into the cupboard, find a can of SpaghettiOs, and he threw them in a pot on the stove, and he's making these SpaghettiOs. However, he was using his knife fingers to stir the pot. It was honestly the most epic shit I've ever seen.
The SpaghettiOs had a wonderful sheen of plastic that just couldn't be replicated.
Seamus actually did. He was spoon-fed it by some woman, but yeah,
by
it
Wolverine
was...
Wolverine SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, the Wolverine SpaghettiOs.
For those observant Mass Music Radio viewers, if you want to hear this story for the first time ever, go watch Remember One of the 2010s, episode 2, 2017, when we talked about
true.
Logan.
That's very true.
Let's see. Jake, do you have any other, you know, wonderful Halloween memories?
Freshman year of college, there was the Trinidad James concert, which shout out Presley, Amanda, Aaron, and Colleen from freshman year. That was one of the most just insane, wild nights ever. But the other memory that first came up was just like, I mean, we were talking about the shaving cream and all that stuff, but I remember one Halloween specifically. My sister was in the bathroom and I had hid just around the wall. And so when she came out, I like scared her. I was just like, oh, Halloween, like getting it. And she got pissed and like was crying and shit because it was, I mean, I came out the cut.
Yeah.
And then I was grounded. So I didn't get to go out that Halloween.
Man,
that which
one
was
tiny
pretty brutal.
Mistake, man.
Come on, so, it's like, 2019. Live a little.
So this, I don't know. I wish I knew when this was. Probably like mid 2000s, like 2005-ish. But that was a pretty tough year. And I remember that. Now I laugh about it, but like I was.
I hope she laughs
very
about
upset.
It too.
She does. And then as a kid, there was one year where I was dressed, maybe I was like three, and me and Sarah were cows. And it was mad funny until my Uncle Brian had the scariest mask of my life, especially at that age. And he was just like kind of doing what Shlomo was doing to like Scooby.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
chasing you.
It was so uncool. Like, I still like will not look at pictures with that mask. Like,
what
it's just
was
like,
it so we can look it up?
It was just like a, it was just like one of those creepy masks. And Uncle Brian was so funny that he was just like, I'm just going to wear the mask and like scare Jake. But like, you know,
so
he's
everyone,
looking down now and being like, I really messed with this kid.
Yeah.
I hope he knows the damage he gave me.
All right. So everyone at home, go look up Uncle Brian Creepy Mask and hopefully it'll be there.
Uncle Brian Creepy Mask.
They'll know. I remember two more things before. Before there was Bubba, everyone knows who Bubba is, there was Max. They were both Sharpay.
Yep.
And one time we took him out trick-or-treating with us and we found this old ladybug costume for like babies and we just put it on Max. So it was this big Sharpay head just sticking out. And a little like black, it was around like this, and then there'd be little like the antennas and the ladybug things. They'd be walking around, being all happy, and like, oh, is that? Look at the ladybug! Look at the ladybug! And this one guy, I will never ever forget. He was like across the street, and this guy just yelled, "Hey, yo, is that a bumblebee?" that always makes me laugh. R.I.P. Max, we love you. And this one time, I'll be very brief because this story involves real people. Mm. So there was a young lady who fancied me many years ago, and she wanted to, in typical Antonio Acquawelli fashion, completely oblivious, just flying right over. So she wanted this Halloween to really grab my attention. So that year, she had a Halloween costume that was a bit, you know, a little whoosh.
Ooh.
A little cutting down a little, you know, if you know what I'm saying. That was the year I was Pac-Man. So if that's a little help. And it worked. I noticed, and we went out for a bit. Didn't go well, but you know what? We had fun. We had fun at the time.
That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what we always have fun doing? No, what do you always have fun doing?
Yeah, sorry, totally.
We always, that one, yep.
We always have fun playing one of Mass Music Radio's foremost segments, Keep or Kick. Jake, have you played Keep or Kick?
I don't think so.
So Keep or Kick, I give you a thing, and you keep. Like, I'll keep it or kick, like, kick it to the curb. Halloween Candy Edition, Volume 2. So, number one, Mike and Ike's. Keep or kick?
Keep.
I'll keep
them. All right.
Especially if it's the green box.
Yeah.
Tony loves the green box.
They're not enough to, like, I'll eat them, but not right away. I got a lot of the candy to eat first.
Yeah, so I always have an emotional attachment to Mike and Ike's, so maybe that's part of it. Okay, so number two, salt water taffy.
See you later,
kick,
dude.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Laffy Taffys are okay. Okay, but salt water, the only reason why I hate my mom is like severely allergic to them. So ever since I was a little kid, she always told me like, you know, the way she would describe the first time she found out that she was allergic, I was just like, I'm all set on those.
Yeah, that sounds really scary.
Yeah.
I will say I personally love salt water taffy, but the issue is there's so many garbage flavors that I don't like that I can't take that chance.
Saltwater anything is like, ugh.
Like, what is the likelihood that I'm going to get a grape, a cherry, and a beach ball, and an orange in one go when I'm really just going to get root beer and all that?
Blech.
So I'm afraid I'm going to have to kick out of precaution. So number three, snow caps.
Oh, those little chocolate with the
kick those.
Mm-mm, dude, when I first was growing up, dude, those were like the go-to movie snack.
Snowcaps? Is that the same now?
No. I eat popcorn, but yes. Back in the day, I had a little
popcorn.
I
eat popcorn.
I do, because I didn't really like popcorn back in the day. It would get stuck in my teeth or like whatever. And I would always have to share. Nowadays, I can afford my own popcorn, so
grub it down.
God, I hope so. Yeah,
but nah, dude, snow caps, keep them.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to kick them. I just don't like mint in my candy.
We'll give them a
Shlomo. As speaking of mint in my candy, number five, the York peppermint patty.
Keep it.
Keep them.
I'm going to kick it. To quote Adrian Osa, my OG political science professor, you want mint, go eat your toothpaste. That's what she would always say. So, number six, and this is really difficult for me to say, number six, the baby Ruth.
Keep.
You know what? Keep it around. I don't think I've ever had one, so I'll try it.
Okay, so the weird thing is I have to kick it because every time I've had it, I don't like it. And the thing is, the baby Ruth is pretty much almost a Snickers, but I think the only issue is the size of the peanuts.
And they're not, it's not as crunchy.
Yeah.
Snickers has way more crunch to it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up with baby Ruth. I don't know what's up with baby Ruth. I think it's the size of the stop. It's the size of the nuts. That's just too much. Because you know with Snickers, they crush the nuts.
Yeah.
To my immediate recollection. But I don't know what it is with baby
Ruth. That's why I think it's too crunchy. Yeah. No, well, I like Three Musketeers because it's like those, but not no crunch. It's a smooth
nougat, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much the same thing, but I don't know what it is. I just have to kick it. Like I just love Snickers. I don't know.
A lot of Snickers.
Before I finish that thought, I think I know why I never tried them is because growing up and being a diehard Red Sox fan, anything related to Babe Ruth, no. Screw them. So but I will give it a try because that is very irrational to not try them.
I thought you were going to say something about, this is a Grover Cleveland. Ugh. No. That was his daughter's name, just for the history buffs out there. So,
Babe Ruth's daughter's name was Grover Cleveland?
Yeah. No, Grover Cleveland's daughter was Baby Ruth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the history buffs out there. We're not doing an election special this year. So number seven, classic. We used to get these a lot back in the day. Dum-dums.
Dum-dums. Those little...
little lollipops.
Lollipops. No, kick them. You know what? Because I can go to the bank and get them anytime I want.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have it, but that's not making my keep list.
It's the same thing with me for saltwater taffy. There's only a few flavors that I actually like. If they let me pick the ones I want, I would. But if it's just lazily thrown into my sack, I just can't trust what's in there. So for my sake, I'm gonna have to kick.
Yeah. See you later.
Number eight, the movie theater classic Shlomo Raisinettes.
What, like the little red box of raisins?
No, it's Raisinettes. It's raisins covered with chocolate.
That sounds bomb. I don't think I've ever had those.
You never had Raisinettes?
No.
Since I'm not keeping Dum-Dums, I'm going to keep Raisinettes because I don't love either, but I like the chocolate better than the pop.
Yeah, I'm going to have to kick that. Raisinettes is a no for old
Dude,
Tony.
Have you kept any candy?
Oh, I skipped one. Number four, you know, because my thumb
sounds
was
like
over.
You might keep this one.
Number four, Charleston Chews.
Oh, kick.
Oh,
yeah.
Heavy kick. Later, that dude. I looked up yellow candy because when you said, is there any candy you don't like? I was like, what's the one that I don't like? Charleston Chews. It's just like.
I like Charleston Chews. I'm going to keep them.
Yeah, it's too much, dude.
Who
too
cares if their candy's from the 20s? Like, I think it's a lot of fun. They say try frozen. I have yet to try them frozen.
You break a tooth, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I like Charleston Chews. Even the little pellet version. There's the bar version, and then there's the pellet version. I prefer the pellet version. That's just me, though. From number four to number nine, Dots. You know what these are.
These little gummy things.
Yeah, in the yellow box. They're always left over for me.
See you later.
Oh, yeah, no. I literally only eat Dots because they're the last candy left in there. And like, I just have
to fix
it. I never even bothered to eat them.
Dots are just...
I don't know what they're doing. Because there's plenty of candy that are already just that. But I don't know what they do. That just makes it... It sucks. It's usually...
Who sees Dots and is like, I'm going to give out these to kids?
Psychopaths, bro.
Sometimes when you get the big Tootsie Roll bag, it's got the Tootsie Pops and the Tootsie Rolls and the colored Tootsie Rolls. The Dots are also included. So you have to equally disperse
Tootsie
the misery.
If you buy Tootsie Rolls and Dots in a pack, you got terrible tasting candy.
Because you get the flavored Tootsie Rolls, you get the Tootsie Pops, you get the Dots.
Tootsie Rolls is another one that I don't know if it's on there, but.
No, that was last
Tootsie
year.
Tootsie Rolls.
That was last
Again,
year.
See you later,
too much,
dude.
Way really? Too hard to chew.
Blah.
Just hold them in your hand for a minute, and then they'll soften up.
Well, we'll go. What's the last one? And I'll tell you the god tier candy.
The last one is probably the most controversial candy to ever exist. Number 10, Pixie Sticks.
Hell yeah!
I love that shit.
I would keep them too. The only thing wrong with them is it's literally just sugar.
Yeah. It's not just sugar. It's a little
flavors.
Bit extra.
It's a rock. And flavors.
It's a rock. Yeah. It's a stimulant.
But no, I always love. I remember when we were kids. When we started hearing about drugs, I used to do this. We would take a pixie stick.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's not that crazy. We'd
put it in
out,
your nose.
We'd pour it out on a paper plate, and we'd rip off the other end, and we'd put the paper tube in our mouths, and then like suck it up, just so the whole mouth just gets coated with sugar.
Okay.
That's why I'm the way
that
I am.
That's pretty reckless, yeah.
What's the one where it's like the baby bottle pop? I would like dip that a few times, and then I would just drink the sugar. I'd be like, "This stinks!" Like, I just want the sugar. I'd be like,
"Yeah, those are fire, dude.
Fire."
Also, ring pops are
ring pops are good.
Mr. Conroy with the ring pops.
I will tell you, God tier candy is the Hershey's. Is it cookies and cream, dude? Oh man,
the Hershey's cookies and
cream, dude.
Bomb.
I remember
any size, the little ones, the big bars, gas, bro.
Hershey's cookies and cream is dynamite. I really like Kit Kats are good. I like something with a little bit of crunch. Like I love crunch bars. Mm-hmm. I like Kit Kat. I like Three Musketeers. Hershey's is good. Like it's just a lot of chocolate. I don't really do white chocolate. I'm not a white chocolate guy. Dark chocolate's okay, but I prefer milk chocolate.
Yeah, dark chocolate. I mean, white dark chocolate either. White chocolate is just like it's got to be paired with something good.
Yeah, you can't just be giving kids white chocolate.
Yeah,
candy.
So that Jake was Keeper Kick. I know last year we did 25, but the reason the reason why we cut it down was because we have a brand new Halloween segment of Keeper Kick that we're debuting today called Kick or Kill.
Is it Kick or Keep?
No. See what he did there? Yep.
Kick or Kill Monster Edition.
Ooh.
So it's basically all the Halloween monsters. Do you think you could kick their ass? Or do you think they will kill you?
Okay.
Hence, Kick or Kill. So 9 out of the 10 options were courtesy of Colliders.com's the 50 most iconic horror villains ranked list. So if you want to check out the full list of all 50, we don't have time for all 50. We can do that on your way home. So number one, from Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger. Do you think you can kick or kill Freddy Krueger?
I would kill him immediately, dude. Or kick. I'd kick his ass. And then I'd kill him. And then I'd bury his body in the Charles River, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd kick his ass. You get a dream catcher and he's out the door.
I really do think I could. I think me versus Freddy Krueger is a very 50-50 fight because he's in my dreams. That's his problem. He's in my dreams. I'll go full free guy on him. I'll randomly pull out a lightsaber. He'll be like I'll be walking around and be like, where you think you're going, bitch? And I'll be like, I was about to ask you the same question, Freddy. And then we'll fight, and then, you know, whoever wins, we lose.
A lightsaber. I'd pull out the strap, dude, in 2 seconds. I'd put the chrome to the dome, like, all right,
make
buddy.
You sweat.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Oh, boy. So, Freddy, dead. Speaking of Freddy, number two from Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees.
Oh,
you think you can kick
kill
Jason Voorhees?
Murder
That's
me.
A big mother. That's he's a big mother.
He's Jason Voorhees. Oh, apparently he can teleport. Apparently he can.
I'd be screwed.
But
dude.
No, Jason
chainsaw
Voorhees
saw me in half or something.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees. He would wipe the floor with me after he polishes with my blood. I don't think I can. I try my hardest, but he's a big brute. He's just like that's
put you
it.
Down, dude.
That's it. Do you remember that? I forgot what movie he was. It was
didn't
like a guy.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm
I was
going to
say, didn't he? I don't remember Freddy vs. Jason, but like. Spoilers, I think that he kills Freddy.
Yes.
So
spoiler alert.
He's a beast.
It's been like nearly 20 years.
He could murder anyone.
Do you remember how he did it? It was so cool.
I don't.
He ripped off, they were fighting, and he ripped off Freddy's arm that had the gloves, and then Freddy stabbed him with his own machete, and he fell in the water, and then when Freddy's going to be like, oh, you're going to die, bitch, Jason hops out of the water, and he stabs Freddy with his own like arm with the knives going through, and then Jason just goes back in the water, then Freddy just goes to his knees. And the girl, the main character, literally goes with his Jason machete, welcome to my nightmare, bitch! And she cuts off Freddy Krueger's head. Well, technically she does it, but, you know, Jason helps.
Assisted him. Tough scenes, man.
So, yeah, Jason's gonna win if he came through these doors. But would number three, would you kick or kill Chucky from Child's Play.
Please.
Literally, I'd kick him. Like, physically, I would boot him out the door.
I think I could beat Chucky. I really do think. The only issue is he's got the height thing, and he's got the speed, and he's got the mind of a serial killer. So he could...
We got the height thing.
No, he's got, like, the short height. He could run up and, like, you know, slash my ankle, and then I'll be on the ground. Like, ah!
Uppercut literally from the depths.
I would put my cleats on. I'd put some cleats on and like Adam Vinatieri just absolutely send him over the bridge, bro. Yeah, see you later.
Sorry, Chucky. Well, not sorry. You're
a brace up the boots.
Maybe all right. Next time. Okay, I think we'll kick this ass. Number four, would you kick or kill a xenomorph from Alien? The black one, the black alien from, you know, with the tongue?
I wouldn't kick that thing's ass.
No.
There's no shot. Die. Nobody kicked its ass unless you
Hey, Sigourney Weaver did. She tried.
Well, she tried. She shot the window open.
Hey, that's how she wins.
Yeah, I guess.
But if I was meeting the Queen Xenomorph at Pond Street, that's a different story.
Yeah, fair enough.
She'd probably win. They'd win. Yeah. They're tall, allegedly.
Isn't a Xenomorph? When you said Xenomorph, I thought it was that book series.
No, that's the that's Magic Treehouse.
No, not what I'm thinking, but I'll get back to you on which one I was thinking of. Right.
When you know it, just shout it.
I will.
So number five from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface.
Ooh.
I haven't seen it, but I know it's based on a true story.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but from what I've seen, he's a pretty big guy, and he has like one weapon, the chainsaw. So if I can outrun him and get the chainsaw out of his hands, I think it's a pretty fair fight. But again, like Jason, he's a big blundering brute, and he can just like throw you around. So I give it a shot. I think I can, but it's a 60-40 in Leatherface's favor.
I'd definitely the underdog.
Ass, dude. I'd kick his ass. I'd run him over my car or something. Yeah. I'd hit him with the car.
Yeah, what if he was fine and he yanked you out? And then
You're not going to be fine if I hit you with my car doing like 40.
He ain't catching me, too. While he's holding a chainsaw, I'm dipping. Hopping fences. See ya.
Yeah, we should have clarified. In the fight, you're in their environment.
It's cage match.
Yeah. It's pretty much like you can't put like
one car in there. Yeah, I'm screwed.
I'm going to fly a plane onto him. So I think
chainsaw
I could.
Chainsaw versus chainsaw.
Let's see. So number six is from Halloween, Mr. Michael Myers. Do you think you can kick his ass or he'll kill you?
He doesn't die. So,
well, you could disable him.
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to give it. I'm going to say I could kick his ass, but he'd put up a good fight.
I think I could too. I think like because he doesn't have any super powers. Like,
he just has a knife, right?
And he's a creep.
He's super quiet though.
Yeah,
he's really quiet. Like he could be there the whole time. Like, and he comes out, that'd be a little scared right now, actually. But I think I could. I think again. I think it's probably a 70-30 because of how the guy can't die. Like, I had to somehow trick him into going to like a, what's that called? Like a construction site and going to a pit and then pour cement on him. That's the way I could win. But right now, I think Mike Myers would probably beat Antonio Vacuole.
Well, if I had to say, I think I would kick his ass. First of all, his only weapon is what? A knife?
A knife, yes.
Somebody has already tried to stab me, and it didn't work out for them. So
yeah, watch the morning show. We remember.
So exactly. You know what I'm saying? I would see it coming a mile away, and he would have no chance. Bro.
No, but he's super sneaky. Like, you'll be talking, he'll be like, boom, he's right behind you.
Dude, I'm an audio engineer. I could hear the littlest tiny movement. Yeah. See you later, buddy.
Okay, what
I'm an audio engineer. I'll kick his ass.
All right. Watch out, Mike. Oh, by the way, this is not an invitation to all these guys with their reel to come and attack us. Speaking of reel and attack us, number seven from It, Pennywise.
The clown?
Either of them. Tim Curry or Skarsgård. Either of them.
Whoop him.
Yeah.
You think so?
Whoop him. Even I hate if clowns, so I'd be fighting out of fear, and he would be viciously.
Even if he's like the spoiler, the spider thing at the end, his true form.
I haven't seen it. I don't know what the true form is. He's a spider?
He's a giant spider.
Is that it?
Yep, sorry. Well, yeah, everyone's disappointed in that. So you are not alone on that.
Go ahead.
Is that in both movies? It's just a giant spider?
I believe so, yes.
So weird. Anyways.
that was his point. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Let's see. If he was in the sewer poking his head out, I would take a slap shot with a puck right down into the sewer, take his front teeth out, and then Yeah, grab him by his stupid clown head and just start pummeling him.
I wouldn't even be fair. Stupid clown head.
Wouldn't even be close.
Who's laughing now, clown?
Would you like to
You're gonna die, clown. Yep.
You'd be done, dude. See
God, I'll give it a shot, but he knows, like, he's the embodiment of human fear. Like, he knows, like, all your fears, and, like, he'll use that against you. God, I'll try. I'll really try, but it's gonna be really hard for Pennywise to simulate me dying alone unless, you know, it's like I'm looking in a mirror or something. But, ooh, number 8, iconic Massachusetts film. The shark from Jaws.
Yeah, same thing. I would punch that shark right in the nose.
That's
dude.
What you're supposed to do, from what I hear. You're supposed to punch them in the nose.
Yeah. I'd call in Jimmy from the queue to tie him in a knot. Shout out Jimmy from the queue.
God, I really think I could take him out, but it's a shark and you're bleeding out. Your adrenaline's going. It's just, and he was a big The shark was a big shark. Like, you remember what happened, spoiler alert, a lot of spoilers here, when the shark comes out and breaks the boat in half and he just eats that old-ass man?
Yeah.
Like, if he caught me there, that'd be really hard. If I got no weapons, you gotta really just try to jam your thumb in your eye, but they're shaking you around. I'd give it my all, but probably not looking too good.
I'm not taking on a shark, let alone Jaws, in the water. There's just no...
In the water is tough, yeah.
There's just no way. Like, stab, poke it in its eye, fine. It's going to come right back, and where am I? Still in the ocean.
At that point, you're just praying for dolphins to save you.
Then coming 40, 50 miles an hour at me, like, I'm fucked.
Yeah, you're done.
Done.
We'd try. God knows we'd try. We wouldn't just lay down for Jaws to take us.
Never.
Number 9. Cujo from the Stephen King story of the same name, Cujo.
Is that the dog?
Cujo is a big-ass St. Bernard that's got rabies, and he's just mowing down this small town.
Oh, God.
He's just he goes to, like, someone's house, and he kills him, and then the police shows up, and he kills the police officer, and then someone shows up, and then he kills that guy. Cujo's this big-ass dog just ripping people apart. That being said, I think he could do it. You just got to wrap up your arms, jam your big arm, and then sorry, PETA, stupid dog.
Let's see.
You made me look bad.
I would say, man, if it's just a dog.
Big ass St. Bernard.
It's a big ass dog, but here's the thing. I have had experience, one, breaking up dog fights. I've wrestled with dogs for my whole life, basically, even having Scooby, which he's not as big. I know when a dog goes crazy, like sometimes Scooby just loses his mind. Like, I know how to handle them and move about. Like, dogs they're athletic to a certain degree, but St. Bernards are not as athletic as you would think. So, like, yeah, I would definitely take him on.
You think you'd beat him?
Yeah, 100%, dude.
Jake had to go look it up. Jake, you versus Cujo. Who's winning?
It's not close. I'm destroying it. Beat the bag out of it. It doesn't even look that big. The dog from the Sandlot looks big.
Big.
Let me see the picture. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't look terrifying at all.
He has no chance.
The
car?
Yeah. That would probably get me because it's a car.
It's a car.
Man versus car.
Who's going to outrun a car? We already saw it. Futurama. Yeah.
But a Cujo. Yeah. I could say Cujo.
So Cujo, you're dead. Sorry.
Later.
Taking you to Pound Town because dogs could die in the pound. And finally, number 10 is the one that I added. This is not from Collider, or maybe it is. I don't remember. Is Sam from Trick or Treat. So we talked about Halloween traditions and all that. So basically, there's rules to Halloween. And if you don't follow the rules, Sam is going to come up. He's going to really just lay into you. Yeah, he's going to kill you. He's this weird little spirit, kind of look like an alien or something. But he uses a lollipop that he bites. It's kind of like a big knife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's the newest addition to all these the horror movies that we've had. Because his movie came out a while ago.
Back
like 2011, 2012.
Oh, my God, yeah. See you later. I have no chance against that little thing.
Yeah, he's like 3.5 to 4 foot tall.
I don't know. I don't know his Chucky's different. Like, I know Chucky is...
Chucky's
no
like 2 feet
me.
Tall.
I've never seen that movie, so I'd probably give it to him. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to maneuver.
Really, the only thing you have to do to make him leave is just follow the rules of Halloween.
Yeah.
What about you, Jake? You're doing some research over there.
Yeah, I could probably take him. I wasn't expecting like a lot of these monsters. I was expecting like Dracula or like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Well, you know what,
all
Jake?
Of which I'd tune up. But like, I've never heard of Sam. So like,
it's a good movie, Trick or Treat. It's a nice Halloween anthology. I recommend it. I think you'd like it.
Yeah. He does look like a cool, like you said, like he looks like a new monster. Like
yeah.
Something that has been added recently, which he has. But there are also just tons of pictures of him looking kind of cute.
Yeah.
Like they got Funko Pop figures of him. And it's just like, that takes away from his credibility.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's Funko Pops of everybody. There's Funko Pops of Donald Duck.
That's true. But I'm not. Donald Duck isn't trying to scare me.
I love That's Donald true. Duck.
That would be a good fight. But I'd still put him away.
I'd take him by the beak, snap his beak off or something.
I love Donald Duck. And guys, that was Halloween.
Ooh.
Or is it? Because I got a nice little fun question for everybody.
Yes.
I want to ask everybody, what is your plot to a horror movie starring the boys from Mass Music Radio?
Ooh.
I know. I wrote mine last night because I know everyone needs time for thinking because I didn't know. So I have this idea called, it'll be called Mass Music Radio Presents The Ghost Ship. And what happens is it'll be like, you know, 4th of July or something and everyone's all out on Wollaston Beach. And then this like ship from like whenever comes up. Like from like the fog and it just runs aground at Wollaston Beach. Everyone's like, oh, what's this beach? And what's happening here? And the Quincy legend that we'd make up for the movie is that this ship was one of the last ships made from Quincy when we used to make ships.
In the floor of a shipyard.
Yeah. And then it went missing and no one ever knew what happened. And then it came back. And then all the crew came out, but there are these weird, like, ghostly monsters, and they're attacking everybody. They're killing everybody, and they're taking revenge on the town who forgot to look for them.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's really scary. Originally, they were going to be zombies, but I'm all like, nah, let's just make them scary monsters. And then basically what the Mass Music Radio crew has to do, we have to go over to the USS Salem, the haunted ship.
Yep.
A ship that's actually haunted right here in Quincy. And what we're going to do is we're going to attach like a chain to the boat and drag it back out into the water and save Quincy.
That's pretty epic.
And it's going to be scary. It's kind of like horror action, but I do want it to be scary because these like guys that come off the boat are like freaky. They'll
freakazoids.
Yeah. They'll really just like lay into people. Oh, and I wrote down, the president like destroys all the bridges and blocks off all the highways. So we're all like quarantined inside Quincy, like no one can escape.
Oh wow.
And that's what we got to do, and that's we commit to doing it. We get the ship out and all the ghosts leave, but here's the twist. After the post credit sequence, there's a big thunderstorm and the ship that's going out into the Atlantic turns around and it docks into the North Shore right in Boston.
Oh wow.
Sequel right there. Mass Music Radio presents The Ghost Ship.
That's
a cool idea.
I like that.
Jake is like really freaking out.
That's just a lot of detail. It's just really impressive. Let's get that ball going.
Copyright. Tony Walker Wiley.
Dibs was called.
All right.
Let's see.
What other horror movies that the Mass Music Radio crew could be in? Plot.
I got a
history too.
I got a very rough outline. It would go like this. Obviously, this is a radio station, so we would be broadcasting, right? And in the headphones in our studio, we would start hearing voices from the other side.
Like that.
And there would be somebody who was probably trapped in the radio somehow, some way. Ooh. That'd be the plot line. Like this person that you can only hear them through the headphones in the studio. And so figuring out who they were, what their goal is, because then things start going weird. Like the frequencies of the recordings, everything starts going a little haywire. And someone definitely gets hit with a bottle at the height of the...
You gotta have
the bottle. Yeah, yeah.
We'll break that bottle one day.
Yes. And I would like to play the villain in it. I want to play the guy inside the radio. And I'm not going to spoil it because like...
You're not going to tell the whole plot.
Yeah, potentially, you know what I'm saying, I very well could make this into a film. But let's just say there's some twists and there's some turns. And what you least expect may just happen.
What's it rated?
It's rated R.
Partial nudity?
Full nudity.
Yeah.
Full frontal.
All right. What's it called?
It's called The Man in the Radio.
Jake?
I'm the man on the radio?
Sorry. I'm changing the name. A Voice from Beyond.
Ooh, that's better.
Rated R. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
I do.
A Voice from Beyond.
Jake, what's your scary movie?
On the ball, the first idea that I had was similar to the Graveyard Shift, mm-hmm. where Shulma was like, you know what? We're going to start doing full video broadcast all through the night. And we're like, okay, that's fine. And we're down here. And as we're recording, some weird things start to happen. And the walls are oozing green slime.
Well, that happens anyway.
The walls will ooze green slime.
And eventually we're like, oh my God, like there's a ghost. It's something. And then just at the peak of the fear, it's Scooby Bo.
Oh, he comes in. Yeah, I like that.
And then we all get massacred because there was a real killer in the building, but we just thought it was Scooby.
We let our guards down.
Yeah, we let our guards down. Like, oh, it's Scooby all along. And then just
yeah,
the end. Finn has to say Finn.
Yeah. F-I-N.
But Scooby's okay, just for the record. Scooby doesn't die.
Wait, what'd you call it again?
The name of it?
Yeah. Rated R?
Yeah.
Would our massacres be like super like bloody? Like they'll rip,
like,
they'll rip out James's eye.
Cut someone's toes off or something. Something weird. You'd have to name it something.
NC-17.
Yeah. Let me get back to you on the name before the end of the show.
All I know is that initially I had an idea for Dial MMR for Murder, Murder Radio.
Ooh.
It's so stupid.
That's a good one.
Murder, Murder Radio.
Mwahaha.
Mwahaha, Mwahaha Radio.
Nosferatu.
Ding. And before we go, does anyone have any Halloween recommendations they'd like to make to our listeners and our viewers?
Movie-wise, just in general, just Halloween.
Do you want us to go so you can think of a name for your movie? Or
yeah,
anything spooky, scary, skeletons, shivers down your spine, all that.
I'm going with the Spook Studio for the movie name.
Ooh.
That's a rough draft. Spook we'll get studio, back okay. to it. Spook Studio.
Rated R.
My
DreamWorks.
As for recommendations, along the line of horror movies,
yeah,
I highly recommend The Lighthouse. It's not Halloween based.
I was gonna say I never really pictured it as a horror movie. That's Defoe and Garfield, right?
Yeah, it's really eerie and creepy, and that's why I'm recommending it because I don't think many people be like, oh, Halloween, like let me watch The Lighthouse. But if you're looking for a good like creepy movie to watch kind of late night, I highly recommend The Lighthouse.
Willem
Dafoe, Robert Pattinson, they both should have been nominated.
It was Andrew Garfield. My bad.
Was it?
I thought it was Andrew Garfield. I'm bad.
No. Robert Pattinson, both of them are there. It's they're lighthouse keepers in like 1800 New England on some island.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
And they're just like, it's all in black and white, and it's just the two of them. And it's a really cool movie. And I think it doesn't get enough credit as it does. And my buddy on Instagram was putting up a bunch like his top 10 Halloween movie recommendations, and that was one of them. And I messaged him like, "Hey, I've never seen this on a list before, but I also really like that." So
I keep never that really that really screwed up my joke because I thought Andrew Garfield was in it because I was going to be like, "Oh, what did he turn to Andrew Garfield and say? Hello, Peter." I know for me, yeah. Welcome home, Peter. I know.
Hello, Peter.
For me, I have some Halloween recommendations. One of my favorites is 30 Days of Night, written by Steve Niles and art by Ben Temple Smith.
Comic book?
It's a comic book, yeah. It takes place in Barrow, Alaska, where famously you get 30 days a night. The sun just goes away because of the position of the earth. And these vampires, they come out and they really just destroy this town because, you know, sunlight is bad for these guys, but they get 30 days a night. So they just go to town on this town.
Oh, God.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool concept.
There's also a movie, and the movie is pretty eerie. And apparently there's a series. There's two more books. I have not read them. But even just the first one, I really enjoyed. If anybody here wants to borrow it, it's right there. Otherwise, it's just on my bookshelf. and for Jake, we have Star Wars Death Troopers. Have you heard about this? Have you heard about this one? Have you ever wanted zombies in the Star Wars universe?
Yes.
Well, now here it is.
Look no further.
Because when an Imperial barge, the Purge, temporarily home to 500 of the galaxy's most ruthless killers, rebels, scoundrels, and thieves, breaks down in a distant part of space, its only hope appears to lie with a death, with a star, I can't read, with a Star Destroyer found drifting and seemingly abandoned, but a boarding party from the Purge is sent to scavenge for parts, only half come back, bringing them with a horrific disease so lethal that within hours, nearly all aboard the Purge die in ways too hideous to imagine. And death is only the beginning. The Purge's half-survivors will do whatever it takes to stay alive, but nothing can prepare them for what lies awaiting in the Star Destroyer. For the dead are rising, soulless, unstoppable, and unspeakably hungry. And one of your favorite Star Wars characters is in this book.
Darth Maul?
No, I don't think so.
I'm nervous.
Very cool. Very cool.
Oh, really?
Han and Chewie, yeah.
That's epic.
So if Jake wants to check that out, that's... Oh, well, that's over there. So those are my Halloween recommendations. And have fun, be safe.
Yes. Only thing I have to recommend is if you enjoyed this episode, check back for last year. Last year we had a fun time.
That was fun. We had a whole candy corn rant. Yeah. Jake, you'll like it. Oh, my bookmark's still in there. I've tried to read that book several times.
Were we all shitting on candy corn?
Yes. I was.
I hate it.
I remember I was.
It's the worst candy ever.
Yeah, so back to Halloween traditions. Yeah, we have last year's episode, and we have this year's special. And if you don't mind my saying, if you like this episode of MMR Talks, you'll enjoy all the past episodes of MMR Talks, including the first Halloween Spectacular and MMR Talk Halloween Spectacular 2 Revenge of the Ghost. And guys, thank you so much for coming in and
thanks for having
dressing
us.
Up and
yeah,
spending...
I gotta go to surgery, so I gotta split, you know.
Of course, thank you for I really do appreciate it and make sure that you get rid of who we need to get rid of. Very ominous. But and thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys before we say that. Have a happy Halloween from all of us here at Mass Music Radio, and we'll see you guys next time. Pew.